Hey, I am Samuel Archer, your host for the Musilog Magazine podcast, and we want to welcome you to another episode. And today we have a special guest in the building. We have Miss Rachel from the band Black Cat Habitat. I want you guys to welcome her. How are you doing today, my dear? How are you doing today?
I'm doing great because I'm here with you.
Okay.
Talking about music.
Yes, we're here talking about music today. And, you know, the first thing that caught my eye was the name of the band, Black Cat Habitat. What were you guys thinking about coming up with that name?
Well, so I started Black Cat Habitat about 10 years ago, 12 years ago.
Oh, okay.
And what was happening is I had moved up here from the Washington, D.C. area to the Philly area. And I had a band in D.C., you know, because I moved and our guitarist.
They didn't want to move with you?
Yeah. we left on a high note is what I'd like to say. And I was searching for, you know, my next band, my next music project endeavor. I knew I had to keep writing. I had to keep performing. Mm-hmm. So for a little while, I went by just my solo name, just me, and as a solo artist. But I really like bands, and I like band names.
Okay.
And so Black Cat Habitat, this is a really long way of saying Black Cat Habitat, after I Googled all the names that I really, that I liked, that I thought of, and I found out they were taken, I happen to love black cats. I have black cats at home.
Okay.
And also where I write my music is where they are. It's a black cat habitat. And the other part of that, you know, I thought, well, I'm also a person who stutters. I'm pretty fluent. Sometimes I'm more fluent than others.
Mm-hmm.
And being always feeling like I was different, trying to find my home, trying to find where I fit in. I felt like Black Cat Habitat, it's a place where everyone can fit in. So it had meaning for me in that way too.
I like that. Now, are you still cool with the band from before? You guys are like friends and you touch base once in a while.
So
what was the name of that band before?
Oh, yeah. Thank you for asking. We were called Reuben Kincaid. And absolutely. Keep in touch with all those guys. Yes.
Well, shout out to them. They might see this interview and say, that's our girl over there, you know.
Ed, Pete, Scott. Yeah.
So what is your instrument of choice?
Mainly the guitar. I play guitar. I put myself in the rhythm guitar category. You know, we have Neil Blumberg, who's an incredible lead guitarist and does all those cool things that I just sit there and my jaw drops open. But in terms of my songwriting, I write on the guitar mostly.
Okay, and is that the only instrument you play? Like sometimes you might fiddle on the keyboard sometimes?
I have a keyboard. I have a violin now.
Okay, so you're a multi instrumentalist.
In certain respects, I am. I don't know if I'd be going performing with my violin just yet, but but I can work my way around it.
Yeah, you never know. You never know. Yeah. Inspiration might hit, you know, and then you got to do something.
Yeah.
So let's talk about where you're located. Which, you know, what part are you in? LA? You're in Detroit? You're in Canada? Are you in the UK?
We are US East Coast. East Coast.
And okay.
Yeah, we're in the Philadelphia area.
Okay.
And yeah, but we live. We have our bassist lives up in North Jersey, and our drummer's over in Trenton, and I'm just outside Philly. So like we are in Philly. Our lead guitarist Neil, he's right in Philadelphia proper.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're East Coast for sure.
Well, shout out to the folks in Philly. We also want to shout out Kenneth Hawks for setting up this interview. And, I've known Ken for a few years when he was managing Toretta for a little while, and even happened to appear in some of the recordings and some of the live performances. So shout out to him and Toretta. And so we're coming back to you. And you said you started the band back in 2010, 2011, around there?
Yeah. It's my first release for Black Cat Habitat was the Ready to Bruise CD. And that was me. I was doing, vocals. Those are all recorded by myself, but also with some other musicians. It was recorded over at Kawari Studios.
Okay.
Matt Muir. Yep.
Okay. Matt, yeah. I think I know that name too. Shout out to him. And what was it like? Well, you're a creative, so I guess you're always writing songs, but what was the creative process like in terms of recording with the band? Like, what was the approach? Did you work with a producer? Did you guys just all throw ideas in? What was it like coming up with the material in the arrangements and things like that?
So it's changed, it changes depending on what I find is that depending on what studio I work with, that can change. I may want a ton of input. I may not want a ton of input. It really depends. But for the latest recordings that we have, we worked with John Fashett over at Sweet Creek Studios in Ottsville, PA. And we played what we play on stage. So we had already been playing this music for quite a few months. And we had some tweaks that we made when we were recording the song in the studio, but pretty much if you come to any of our shows, you're going to hear what you hear in the recording. It's really not much. Yeah. In the recording, listen, I get to do harmonies. And so, you'll hear more of me, more of my vocals, but still if you come to our live shows, you'll recognize the songs if you've heard them.
Okay. Yeah. And did you ever experiment maybe with the electronic things, like maybe drum machines and sequences? Like, did you ever venture there, or pretty much most of what you recorded was just live with the band?
Most of what we recorded is live. It's us with our instruments. And that sounds amazing too. I'd love to experiment. I love sound, whatever shape it comes in, whatever. I love all different kinds of sounds. So going in that direction would be very cool as well. But no, as far as now, it's all live.
Okay, well, I'm not telling you to try that you have to, but I'm just saying, I was being nosy. I want to know what you tried.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And I'm just being nosy. Yes. And now I'm thinking about, that is interesting. Maybe for the next one.
Okay. So what was it like putting the band together? Because you said you relocated from D.C. to the Philly, just outside of the Philly area, and you were doing solo for a while. You love the band. You like the whole idea of a band. What was the journey like putting the band together, meeting the different people and seeing who would actually be a part of Black Cat Habitat?
Well, that is a very good question. So initially, and I say that because this really has changed over the years. So when I was first playing with other people, right? So I wanted not just me, I was looking for a bassist, a drummer. I had this idea that, well, maybe it'll be a habitat where multiple people can just come and go. Like, it's just, hey, I'm looking for a drummer for this show. And that's kind of what I would do. And I would maybe call up Danny Coleman about drumming for a show over at Voltage Lounge, which is a place that we played together. And over time, though, I found that it was hard to build, like keep building on what you did the week before or what you did last month when there's different players.
I totally can relate. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I love the concepts. I love talking with other musicians, and I just I love the collaboration part. So over time, I started to just think, okay, well, maybe let's just have someone in the band for a year, like long term. So with that, there's been people who have come and gone, and I always say they have a visit. They visit the habitat.
Okay.
And now we've been with Neil and Danny and Jay. And myself, we're in a really cool spot.
The crew you have now, it's you guys are like a nice unit, and you bounce off each other pretty well, and everyone is committed, and that's nice. That's pretty good.
It's lovely.
So you have some new music you released recently. You said within the last couple of months. I don't want to put a number on it. I'll let you do that. But talk about the latest songs that you have, you just released.
Yeah, so the first one that we released and is out on Spotify and any place you can find music is called Dragon's Tale. And so that's a song that I had written about the long haul. And when you're with someone, those people who are with you on the long game, for the long game. And it's really, and a lot of my songs are about the struggle, but then finding that you haven't been alone in that struggle. There's always been someone with you. And So
quick question. You mean generally, or is it relationship based, or?
I think for me, so just writing from my own experience, it's been generally, it's been also, which includes my stuttering journey.
No problem.
And my journey, growing up, dealing with life as an adult, and and relationships, all kinds of relationships. So, but it's even just trying to accomplish something. I find that I have to work really, really hard for whatever it is I want to accomplish. I wish, and I guess a lot of people. Oh, that's a terrible. What did I just do? So Let me scratch that.
What I would say is that even the fact that you're doing this, it's inspirational.
Okay.
To say, you know what, you have a stuttering issue, but at least you can still go beyond that and write and compose and perform and even do an interview like this. This is inspirational. So what you might think is a handicap is really letting others know, look, I have this, but I'm still here doing this, you know? And it can inspire other folks who might have other things they may consider to be a setback, and they can use that and empower themselves. So I think this is great. This is lovely.
Well, can I tell you something?
Something. Wait, you're going to be tell the audience.
This is the whole point.
Okay.
So I there's a lot of myths and beliefs about what stuttering is. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the role it can play in someone's life. And I can only speak for myself, but there was a point in my life where I did consider it a handicap. Like, I wanted it gone because I felt like it stopped me from doing things that I wanted to do and maybe even being perceived the way I wanted to be perceived.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of my struggle, that's the only way to say it, is fighting through that and getting to that point of acceptance that this thing isn't going away. And I might have fluent days, which I have many days where I don't stutter. And then for whatever reason, today... Right now, March 6th, I'm a little more stuttery. But I had to get to that point of acceptance where now it's just a part of me, like my hair color. It's like my accent, you know, stuttering. Mm-hmm. I've heard it said, stuttering is just my accent. And I kind of see that now. So... I know.
Yeah, and the Musilog audience is not going to be judging you about that at all.
I hope.
But we're not going to be judging on that. We're all misfits in some way or the other. So join the club.
Well. I think even without my speech issue, I would have still been a little bit left of center, but yeah, I don't think that's anything, but that's okay. But we can move on to.
Yeah. What about the next song? Because, Devil's Tales, my goodness. Dragon's Tale.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened to me there, but, so one of the songs is Dragon's Tale. And, then the other song is which one?
The other song is Becoming or Make a Little Room. So that is a song that I wrote about how I was my biggest enemy in that I stand in my way more than anybody else is trying. Like if I'm looking to do something and I'm having trouble or if I'm having doubts, it's usually from within me. It's not someone telling me. It's
amazing.
It's coming from inside. So it's really about I'm trying to become who I am, who I know I can be, who I'm trying to, just get beyond my self-limitations. Self-imposed limitations. Sorry.
And what about the other song?
Make Me Feel is it's a love song. It's a song that I wrote during the pandemic. It was actually I think March 2020 that I put pen to paper and started recording how it was going to go. Like, I was inspired by all the masks we were wearing. Mm-hmm. And so the first line is, take the mask off who you are. And the song is really about being with that person who you love, mm, and being there unmasked and vulnerable and asking for them to do the same with you.
Mm, okay, okay. And so now these songs are available on all streaming platforms presently.
All streaming platforms. You can also download them from Bandcamp. Just look for Black Cat Habitat. So you can download them from there. You can download them from the blackcathabitat.com website and in other places. I think Apple Music, Amazon, mm-hmm, Music. So you can also download it if you want to store it, on your phone.
Okay.
Learn about the ever-changing climate of the music industry and learn how to position yourself with the new book, Hybrid Executive, great for indiepreneurs, indie artists, managers, engineers, booking agents, and more. Hybrid Executive is the new terminology for today's indie artist, written by music producer Samuel E. Archer. Now available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Apple Books, BookBaby, and other leading ebook distributors. Visit thehybridexecutive.com for more information.
Okay. Now, what do you want folks to get from your music?
That's a good question. I would hope that people feel good, that, mm-hmm, it provokes that a feeling that, hey, I can relate to this. Mm. I'm not alone. I hope that people feel some joy. They can sing along. That it's I'm really proud of our rhythm. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Section, I guess, and that you can, it's music to drive to, like turn it up, go down the road, then speed limit. But, I'm hoping it's a soundtrack for somebody's life.
I like that. I like that. Now, what would you consider your brand of music or your genre? If there was a genre, what would that be?
Well, the only way to describe it, I think, is it's indie rock. So I'm from the indie rock kind of alt rock background as far as my performance, my writing, mm-hmm, the sounds that I put into my music. Mm-hmm. And Jay and Danny and Neil, they have their own influences, which results in this kind of groove. So we didn't start out to make music this way, but it's become this indie rock with groove tendencies. And okay. It has blossomed into that kind of sound. So as a performer, I love it because I can dance on stage and have a good time. And then I hope hope people who come to see the show have a good time too.
Okay, that's good. So before we wrap up, I normally ask my guests some questions. And so it's just three questions. We just want to be a little bit nosy in your life and find out what's going on in a good way.
Okay.
Oh, and she's game. Like, yeah, let's do it.
Let's go for it.
Let's go for it. So what is your favorite color?
I'd have to say red.
Ah, okay. Now, is that a red jacket you're wearing there today?
It is. Red jacket.
Okay, red.
Yep.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Red is dangerous.
Red is passionate.
That's right. I stand corrected.
Red is life-giving. Red is bold. But it can also stay in the background. It can also be a basic color. You know, yes, you can go either way with red. And I like how it looks on me. So.
Hey, nothing wrong with that.
There you go.
Okay, so my next question is, when Rachel is in the kitchen on a really good day, what does Rachel like to prepare? What is your favorite meal to prepare in the kitchen, when you're in the kitchen?
Hmm. Mm, okay, yes. When I'm in the kitchen.
Yes.
Which is not often, but when I am in the kitchen, I like to prepare challah French toast.
Mm.
So I get a good piece, thick piece of challah bread, maybe sit it out for a couple of hours so it gets a little bit stale.
Mm.
Put in some vanilla, some cinnamon. And serve it with some raspberry jam.
Okay. Yeah.
And syrup and all that.
Okay.
I love a good piece of challah French toast.
So do you do it like where they dip it in like an egg type thing and fry it on the skillet and all of that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're good with the skillet, you know. If someone comes to mess with you in the kitchen, you can beat them up a little bit. Bling, bling, bling.
Well, I hadn't thought about using a skillet in that way, but I suppose, you know, push comes to shove, I got a skillet.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so for my third question, in your MP3 player, give me like maybe 2 to 3 people that you're listening to this week in your MP3 player.
Hmm. Okay. Well, first, out of the gate, I have to say Frank Turner.
Okay.
So Frank Turner is out of England.
Mm-hmm.
And I listen to him constantly. And he's coming out with a new album. And so gearing up to, I'm going to go to the show and, you know, just kind of gearing up with the music. I like to listen.
You're a fan. I'm a fan.
I'm a total fan. Oh, yeah.
All right.
I'm a total fan.
But he might see this interview, too.
Oh,
so, okay,
God.
Great. That's my fan over there.
Yeah. Positive songs for negative people. That's one of the album names, and I love his writing and everything. And I also listen to the Beatles. As you can see, I have John Lennon over there.
I see John. John is looking over you in the room. Okay, what's up, John?
Hey, John, man. Yeah. So, you know, I love harmonies, and for me, the way I think the reason I got an ear for harmony was I was completely into the Beatles when I was younger. And I would go a few years, you know, not listening, and then now I'm like I'm back in a listening mode again. So I'm just kind of going through their songs and just enjoying every, you know. All of it. Yeah. Cool. And Julianne Hatfield. I don't know if anyone out there knows Julianne Hatfield.
Julianne Hatfield. I don't know, but I normally would look them up if I don't know who it is. And
I love her music as well. And I could talk more, but I'll just stay here.
Okay.
I mean,
what I was going to ask you next was, you know, based on the interview, if there was something else that you wanted to touch on that I didn't get a chance to ask you. So whatever that might be, you can share with the audience.
Okay. Well, I think I think you've touched on most everything. I guess some people might be interested in knowing that I didn't grow up in a musical family. Mm. No, I'm not one of those people who had parents that played and sang every weekend or anything. So I really had to fight for music. And you know, it was tough because I didn't really have anyone around that was, hey, do this, do that. Oh, you're amazing. Oh, you should go try for that. You know, it was just really me drawn to music.
Okay.
And then as I started getting out there, you know, I met some really, really good people who were encouraging and that was needed. That was important because I just wasn't sure. So I guess I just want to put it out there that that there's people in music from all kinds of backgrounds, you know?
Okay.
Yeah. And that you can, so, yeah.
All right. So you have any like shows coming up in your area or, I mean, are you doing like, is it sort of set or you just have like, you know, like scattered dates that you're doing?
We have, we have a few dates that are
like a tour? It's almost right. Yeah, is it like a tour type of a vibe?
Yeah. So okay. We're gonna be in New Hope at John and Peter's on March 23rd. We're gonna be at The Nail in Ardmore on March 16th, and then we have a show with The Fire in April.
The Fire in Philly, The Fire? Okay, I've been there before.
Yeah.
Okay, it's a nice spot.
Yeah.
All right, so now, are you guys going to be, like, you guys are going to have an album soon? Like, are you have an album in the works, or singles would pretty much be how you approach releasing the music?
Well, we have, right now, we have a few songs that we're ready to record. So some new material that we're ready to go back into the studio and record. And the thinking is that once we record the rest of our singles, and maybe we'll just put out a nice album, you know, of our music, of all of these songs. And so people can just buy the whole package instead of, you know, a one-off here and there. And so that's one of our goals for the future.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Rachel, I thank you so much for being a part of this podcast today and giving us a glimpse into your amazing life, inspirational life. And shout out to the members of the band. I know they couldn't be on today, but we want to let them know that we're thinking about them and that you represented them well today. And your former band down in D.C., we want to give them some love. We want to even encourage all the engineers you've worked with, all the previous musicians you've worked with.
Yes.
And again, we want to thank Ken for making this possible. And make it a great, great, great day.
Yay! Thank you. Bye, everybody. Thank you.
Okay. All right.